You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
What is going on with Carlos Correa? Go.
Something screwy in his physical. And it must be serious enough for them to want to get other opinions to find out whether this is $360 million well spent or $360 million well kept.
I mean, it's a big number, right? You got to get this right. We're only talking about $100 million less dollars than Joe Lacob spent on the Golden State Warriors a few years ago. It's a massive, massive investment for a player who, played 70-something games only 2 years ago due to injuries. Susan Slusser has gone on to say it's not a back problem. The back problem was sort of the one thing that we kind of knew about. So something else is pretty much what everybody is sort of asking today. We'll just go right to the first person to sort of put a little bit of clarity on a subject that, look, I'll give the San Francisco Giants this much. They absolutely went out of their way to let speculation run wild this morning. The silence kind of deafening on the canceled introductory press conference. And, you know, before anyone gets really angry at the Giants, I will give them this. Ray, there is absolutely nothing the Giants have said that even is in the neighborhood of signing Carlos Correa. Nothing. Nothing publicly. He is not on their Twitter timeline. He has not appeared. They have officially welcomed Sean Manaea and Ross Stripling and Haniger, and there is zero, you know, introductory press conference for any of those guys. So this is something that the Giants have not said they've even done. The media says that they have signed Carlos Correa.
But what the media has said is they've agreed to terms on a contract. And apparently they have. The problem is that he still got to pass physical, and the other three guys seemingly did. So I think that's where we're at. I don't think there's anything particularly nefarious or weird about it. It's we announce when they agree to terms. They announce when the contract is finalized by the league. And they haven't sent all the paperwork into the league yet because they want to know if he can play.
I mean, what in terms of any contractual language can they dicker with if they sort of want to renegotiate this thing? I mean, to me, there's really nothing to negotiate in a baseball contract other than years and dollars because it's all guaranteed. And I can't imagine that, you know, the union would go out of its way to make the Giants have some sort of insurance policy that would lend to not paying the player you know, the 100% of the deal that you agree to. So it's not like, hey, if he only plays 90 games, we get X amount of dollars back or anything like that. I mean, I've never seen that cooked in to a major league contract. They forbid it.
No, but what's cooked into it is you have to pass the physical for the signing to be official. That's all. That's boilerplate language in every contract. If he doesn't pass the physical, they can walk on the deal. They're not stuck for any money at all. But once they pass him on the physical, then they're on the hook for all of it. So until that gets done, he's not yet a Giant.
There is an awful lot of bad faith that will ripple through Giants fans who have, I'm sure, already ordered, you know, for Christmas, their Carlos Correa jerseys. I mean, I don't even know if we've got a number attached to him yet, but I'm sure a lot of people have gone out of their way to think, all right, this is 100% happening. If it doesn't now, let me tell you, the Giants have absolutely waited themselves out of any real move that could be considered in the neighborhood of impactful that Carlos Correa is being billed as being. And whether he is or not, you know, remains to be seen. There's a part of me that thinks if the Giants don't get this done, it's really, really embarrassing that it's become so public. If the Giants do get out of it, though, there's a part of me that thinks it might be a little bit of a tiny blessing in disguise. I mean, I don't know, man. Carlos Correa, when you hear the amount of money and 13 years committed to that guy, you want to see a much gaudier baseball reference page than he actually has. He is the least amount of star power available in that star-powered class, and they paid more than, you know, what the Cubs just got Dansby Swanson for, which, I mean, the difference between, would you rather have Dansby Swanson on that contract in Chicago or Carlos Correa on the presumed 13-year, $350 million right here? The answer is Dansby Swanson. The Giants would tell you that they'd rather have Dansby Swanson at that price.
Yeah, maybe, but this is what they've sort of mentally committed to. They liked Correa more than they liked Swanson. If they liked Swanson more, they would have gotten that deal done because they probably would have paid more than the Cubs did.
Hey, they liked Aaron Judge more than anybody, right? But that still wasn't enough to pry him away. I mean, you know, maybe there is something to what Farhan said. Players don't want to come here. Maybe Dansby Swanson told the Giants, no thanks, ain't interested.
Maybe.
You know, we've seen that happen quite a bit.
But we never heard Swanson's name connected to the Giants.
No, we never really did.
So if you take that as proof of anything, and I don't, because the Giants are better at keeping secrets than they used to be, I think, you know, they chose Correa as their guy, and because there were other teams involved with Correa, they had to pay top dollar plus. Now, with his physical in question, maybe they do get out of this, and they live another year with Brandon Crawford. Which is not the worst thing in the world, you know, but
yeah,
you're right. The shopping, you know, Black Friday's over. All the sales are done. And, you know, that's the deal.
You said they paid, you know, big contract plus, to use a scouting term. This is a plus contract, the amount of money. And the year, I mean, here's the thing. The amount of money is completely irrelevant to me. There is no cap in this sport, and the Giants can afford five times that price if they really wanted to pay it for that player. It's the years. I mean, a 13-year contract in sports is the walking embodiment of a stupid contract. That's just all there is to it. I mean, 13 years? It's insane.
But here's the thing. You get to amortize the luxury tax cost. That's why they, all of a sudden, teams like long-term contracts. The Padres wanted to go 14 years with Aaron Judge. And all indications were that Major League Baseball was going to refuse to accept the contract because there were too many years on it. The NHL tried to do this before with Ilya Kovalchuk. I want to say it was the Devils wanted to sign into a 17-year deal. And it was mostly to save money on luxury taxes.
So wait a minute. And 14 years is a bridge too far, but 13 years is fine?
It would seem to be. I mean, you know, nobody. Then again, maybe Major League Baseball would have said, No, 13 years is too long, too. But they haven't gotten their hands on the contract yet because it hasn't been finalized on the Giants' end because Carlos Correa's physical got wonky. It's all procedural, but essentially, the Giants have said, we want Carlos Correa. Carlos Correa said, I want the Giants. They've agreed on a number, but the number's not official until he passes his physical and Major League Baseball signs off on the deal.
And let's face it, the Giants doctors are basically a line of defense on this. The first person to sort of attach any clarity to this story, Ronald Blum of the Associated Press, wrote, the San Francisco Giants postponed the introduction of Carlos Correa after a medical concern arose during the All-Star shortstop's physical, according to two people with direct knowledge of the situation. The people spoke to the AP on the condition of anonymity.
You got it.
It's the one word I just simply cannot say.
Anonymity.
Thank you. Because the Giants have not announced publicly any details regarding Carlos Correa's $350 million 13-year agreement, not even that Tuesday's availability was to introduce the prized free agent. But one person, I guess, did off the record confirm that, yes, indeed, this was supposed to be the day where Carlos Correa was going to go ahead and say, hi, San Francisco. It's good to be here. Second person said that the medical issue was flagged during Correa's physical. And look, this could be as serious as something structurally in his body. This could be something as, I don't know, less serious as, you know, he has RSV or COVID and isn't, you know, it's the wrong time to have him around anyone or anyone around him. So who the hell knows what is going on? But this is certainly not the start that we've ever seen attached to a high profile free agent signing where something was called off. So either late last night or early this morning. And then when pressed on what exactly are we talking here, it was total radio silence from the San Francisco Giants. We ended yesterday's show, Ray, with me just throwing a few names at you in terms of who is actually left on the market. And I was thinking maybe one of these guys could maybe be fit in after the Correa deal is such a monster. Look at it this way. You could afford all these guys for a fraction of the Correa deal. Jurickson Profar is someone that if I were the Giants, I'd take a look at. He knows the West very well. He's versatile. He can play anywhere in the field except catcher. Adam Duvall. Look, 38 home runs. He's a season removed from that. He's 34, 113 RBI, led the NL just 2 years ago. He was hurt last year, but that would be power in the lineup, a lineup that could use it. Will Myers, by the way, is an unsexy yet slightly younger version of Brandon Belt that maybe the Giants, you know, again, he knows the National League West like the back of his hand too. So you could be leaning on a little bit of experience there. I saw that Matt Carpenter got signed by the Padres today. He was having sort of a little bit of a resurgent year with the Yankees last year until what, he break his foot or his ankle or something.
Yeah.
Lower body injury for Matt Carpenter. So that took him out of the Giant or the Yankees playoff aspirations last year. And then, you know, you brought this up saying he might be cooked. He might not be who he used to be, who among us are. Giants still need bullpen help. And Craig Kimbrell, I think, could be an upgrade that could, you know, it screams the Giants could maybe fix that guy for what he's got left in him. He had 22 saves and an ERA about 3.75 last year. And him setting up Camilo Duvall, I think, would turn an awful lot of ball games into seven-inning games if he were to get right. So just, you know, four names to throw, and you could have all of them for less than $200 million combined, I would think.
Yeah, but they have to be useful players, and that's why I hesitate on Kimbrell, because there's no sign that he's getting better, and you know, plenty of evidence that he might be getting worse. So I think I'd pass on him. Just, you know, he's a name, but he's a name from the past. Profar's kind of interesting, because if they don't have Correa, then they've got to do another year of manic platooning and moving guys to different positions, which is, you know, it might have worked last year in 2021, but it's not really a long-term solution in any way. I think Duvall is, you know, he's not going to hit 38 homers with this team. You can just bank on that.
Okay, so if he hit 18, it would be an absolutely studly feat in a Giants uniform if you look at the last, since Barry Bonds left, right? I mean, I'm not asking for even 38 home runs. Well, give me 20 and you're probably leading the club.
If he gets 20, I mean, that's the thing. His big home run years have come in two great hitting parks in Cincinnati and Atlanta. San Francisco is the direct opposite, and I could see him hitting 10. At 10, you know, he doesn't really do anything in the field for you, and he's a high strikeout guy, and he's got a ton of years on him. So, you know, I guess you could, you know,
but this
find
is where
a place
we are,
for him.
I guess.
He's not a guy I'd be terribly keen on. You know, just, you don't sign guys just to sign guys. I mean, because nobody's going to get excited about Jerks and Profar or Adam Duvall or Craig Kim. I mean, none of those guys are going to excite anybody. And I don't know how much they help.
They're major leaguers on a team that needs major league at-bats. I mean, they're officially in the odd lot portion of the shopping plaza. You know, I mean, you're going to have to strike gold in the bargain basement at this point in time. So, you know, beggars cannot be choosers, whatever cliche you want to attach to it. We'll see what ends up happening here. But what looked like a major league offseason that was about to be wrapped up in terms of what the San Francisco Giants were looking at from a free agency standpoint, the whole thing goes off kilter if Carlos Correa is put back on the rack and not going to make that purchase after all.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.